traditional unions. So think about what union you may or may not be a member of. Would you like an alternative? Non-traditional unions say changes being considered to industrial relations law in Queensland are designed to crush them. Traditional unions told a committee hearing in Brisbane last week that the current model is fine.
I guess another controversial issue for some people, I don't think it's that controversial, but it's the registered organisations component of the bill. Our view is that this is, you know, essentially reflecting what's already in the legislation, and it's tightening it up because we've got a whole range of things that have been happening out there where we have organisations, as we know, who are incorporated under a different piece of legislation, who claim to, you know, and have been trying to seek to have the same rights as unions who are registered under the Industrial Relations Act.
That's the voice of Jacqueline King, Assistant General Secretary of the Queensland Council of Unions. The opposition argues that the current non-competition arrangements for current traditional unions in Queensland means that that new non-politically aligned unions can't get registered.
So how on earth would Nurses Professional Association of Queensland ever be able to register when you have already the Nurses and Midwives Union of Queensland already there and will be able to establish the conveniently belong rule? So you will never have the competition and you'll never have these organisations being registered because they will not be able to meet the threshold of other organisations not existing. Therefore enshrining the monopoly and anti-competitive monopoly that exists in Queensland, which feathers the Labor Party nest because you, through
Member
your unions, Kiwana. Donated the Labor Party. Isn't that the case?
Member for Kiwana.
Isn't that
Member
the case?
Member for Kiwana.
That's the Member for Kiwana, in case you missed it, Jared Blay, who's also the Deputy Leader of the Opposition. Now, the Opposition argues that it's a non-competitive structure currently. Under the bill, to amend Queensland's Industrial Relations Act, there will be a, quote, clear distinctions between registered employer and employee organisations and other bodies not registered under the Act, who seek to represent employers and employees. So what does that mean in practice? Well, the employee advocacy group, the Red Unions, has told the Parliamentary Committee examining the bill it means the government, the state government, is trying to wipe out competition to Labor-aligned unions. Now, let's go back to Jacqueline King. Jacqueline King says laws are already in place for unions, but not for new types of associations.
We are subject to, as unions, very strict and very tight accountability and governance rules, which make up over, you know, one third of the provisions in the Act. They are significantly more strict and stringent than what the Associations and Corporations Act is, which, you know, is intended for charities. We're different bodies. If you want to be a charity, be a charity. If you want to actually be a union, then play and be a union under the Industrial Relations Act or in the federal jurisdiction.
Jacqueline King from the Queensland Council for Unions. So let's go to Jack Maguire, is the Red Union Support Hub Managing Director. Jack Maguire, are your groups unions? Are they charities? Are they professional associations or are they something else?
Well, they are unions, but this very issue is being determined at the moment before President Davis in the Gilbert matter, which I don't really want to go into too much because it is sub judice, and I would have thought would have made the timing of this bill wildly inappropriate given that the government has sought to codify the Gilbert decision when there has been an appeal heard and it's currently before Davis and he should be handing down his decision any time soon.
Let me stop you there. So you're arguing that the state government, through changing this part of the Industrial Relations Bill, is trying to preempt, or worse, deliberately interfere with the matter that's before the Industrial Relations Commission.
Well, I would have thought that you would have, as a minister of the Crown, give a wide berth to this issue until President Davis has had his say and handed down that decision. Until the matter has run its full course, there may be an appeal from either side after Davis hands down his decision. We don't know yet. But I guess just a little bit of history, Steve, because, you know, what is a trade union? What is an industrial association? What is a registered organisation? You sort of got a, you know, all scotch is whiskey, but not all whiskey is scotch sort of situation. The International Labour Organization conventions that were ratified by Gough Whitlam, you know, effectively give the right, which is reflected in the Queensland Human Rights Act, the right for anyone to form and join their own trade union. Very wide protection. And that, as a hypothetical example, say in a childcare scenario, a group of workers get together and they're worried about lifting issues in the workplace. And they say, okay, we're going to meet this afternoon after work to discuss, you know, an approach to the boss. That action is traditionally covered by protections for industrial associations. Nothing to do with registered organisations, which I guess is like a super union. That protection now is being ripped up by a Labor government. So those workers who are participating in very genuine grassroots union sort of activity will no longer get that protection, because that protection will only be available to them if they seek the services of a registered organisation. Now, there may be a myriad of reasons they get left behind by a registered organisation or don't feel comfortable going to a registered organisation. For example, you might be, you know, in the
public. So you claim the bill will scratch the back of registered organisations, which will then provide funds or assist in the re-election of Labor politicians. That's quite a claim. How will it do that?
Well, this is what we've said in our submission, Steve, or what I told the committee. Well, sorry, this is what I said in the submission. The bill attempts to coerce back 10,000 Queensland nurses, teachers, doctors, other professionals who've decided not to join a registered organisation which supports the ALP back into the legacy registered union movement. This forces those individuals to financially support, to the tune of about $200 each year, a political cause they disagree with. This is a massive affront to those workers and is an obvious attempt to deny them the non-ALP representation that they want.
Well, your claims have been rubbished by the Education Minister, Grace Grace, who is a former head of the QCU, I think, from memory. She says that Queensland Nurses and Midwives Union and the Queensland Teachers Union, for example, are not Labor aligned.
To give you, I guess, an example, which I think we talk about in the our submission, and it was reported in the Courier at one point, we had a member of the state councillor from the Queensland Teachers Union come across to be on our executive, funnily enough, of the Teachers Professional Association of Queensland. And he talked about how there was, you know, huge amounts of money spent on demographic analysis in the lead up to elections, and then huge, you know, war room style campaign phone canvassing that would then occur, calling into marginal seats, not necessarily supporting the Labor Party, but certainly telling people that they call up that they must support the local, you know, Labor candidate in order to, you know, have better funding for schools, etc.
So your position is they wouldn't be doing demographic profiling, paying for it to an outside polling organisation, if they weren't interested in a political outcome. But my assumption is that they would say, well, we're just interested in supporting whichever political party brings in the policies that most benefit our members.
Yeah, sure. And that's their prerogative. They're allowed to do that, Steve. And I'll fight for their right till I die for them to do that, and for the Queensland Teachers Union members to stay with them and to support financially those sort of activities. But there are plenty of people in the departments, or even in the private sector, who do not want to financially prop up that sort of political you know, aspect, campaigning, etc., and they do not want to mix politics with their workplace.
Are your organisation, are you aligned, or your organisation's aligned with the LNP? If your accusation is that the other unions, the QCU members, are aligned to the Labor Party, I just played you a bit of from the committee of State Parliament last week, where Jared Blay, the LNP member for Kawana, was arguing your case for you. Are your groups aligned to the LNP?
Our constitutions, Steve, in all of the various unions that fall under the Red Union umbrella, have a strict prohibition on both financial support of political parties and also in-kind support of political parties.
And that's different from traditional unions or from industrial unions?
Well, yes, they have in their constitutions that one of their objects is to get involved with political campaigns and to advocate on social issues and other things. So, you know, well within their right to do that, absolutely. I've got no problem with that. I have a problem with then someone taking issue with what we're trying to do is provide, you know, a home for someone who doesn't like that sort of behaviour.
So your argument is that this state government is trying to both kill off your associations and prevent any competitive groups springing up that might be a competition to traditional industrial unions already in place in Queensland?
That's exactly what I'm saying. And I mean, we've been around now for about 8 years, Steve. Started with the Nurses Professional Association of Queensland. We've been operating on, you know, $442 per annum, roughly half the price of these other registered organisations, and showing and proving that there must be an extra $250 per annum per member being charged in excess, which then must go to, you know, some sort of causes like these, whereas our associations can do it at a, you know, reduced rate and just focus on doing a good service for members.
Finally, apparently, according to the Queensland Council of Union spokesperson, who I played before, Jacqueline King, the Assistant General Secretary of the QCU, she told the committee, this is why there's no competitive unionism.
But we don't have competitive unionism, so I think this is what you guys are getting at. We don't have competitive unionism in our legislation. We haven't had, and by and large, we haven't had it not because of the union movement, but because of employers, interestingly enough.
It's the employers that don't want competition to industrial unions, Jack Maguire.
I think if you go on to listen to what she says in further on in that, she very much is reluctant to and does not want to see competition in the union space. I think that's pretty evident. I, to be frank, don't really care what the employers have to think. I mean, we are an employee body that represents our nurses and teachers. There have been many examples of why having more than one union, say at a bargaining table or taking on particular issues, is a fantastic thing for workers. We saw with the Retail and Fast Food Workers Union down in Victoria busting up the Coles agreement that the SDA had created. We've seen, particularly in Queensland, many issues that were left to fester under the department, and we said this in our submission as well, where other registered organisations may run, you know, dead on an issue because they don't want to embarrass their mates in Parliament. We have, you know, oftentimes come onto programs like yourselves, like yourself, or gone to the Queensland Industrial Relations Commission. I mean, we're going to get penalised in a couple of months for saying that we can represent people in the QIRC. We've currently got 1,000 matters almost before the QIRC at the moment. I think it's something like 800. So this is absolutely just an act to curtail us and to stop us from dissenting, mostly in the media.
So if the changes made to the Industrial Relations Act are passed by State Parliament, bottom line, what will that mean for your group? So this is the bill to amend Queensland's Industrial Relations Act. Parliament sits tomorrow. I think it's sits again tomorrow. State Parliament sits again tomorrow. What will it mean for your associations, Jack Maguire?
It means that the registered organisations will be empowered with these new powers to go down to the Queensland Industrial Relations Commission, seek a declaration that we're an ineligible entity. If we're an ineligible entity, which we are, which means we're ineligible for registration, we can't, A, because they said now incorporated associations can't register, and also there's the convenient right to belong rule, which means we would have to seek to have the Queensland Nurses Union, say, struck off, which we don't want because we respect those nurses' rights to be with the Queensland Nurses Union. Once we get a declaration that we are an ineligible entity, which no doubt they will, there is the power for ancillary orders, where a commissioner, a single commissioner, can decide that, or say that our staff can't represent members in the commission, our office bearers can't represent members in the commission, and we can't even arrange an agent to act on their behalf, which no one knows what that means really yet, because no one's ever legislated anything like that before. Then we can't even say that we can represent you in the QIRC, and if we breach any of those orders, the industrial registrar must write to the Office of Fair Trade to wind up our incorporation status.
How many members all up does the Red Union Support Hub have? I know you've got the nurses group and the
teachers,
other group.
Drivers, doctors, officers, independent workers union. We have 17,000 members with roughly 10% of the workforce in nursing in Queensland. We are too big. The NPAQ is too big to ignore now, Steve.
So if this goes ahead, and the state government looks like they're going to go ahead, this will, what, effectively disenfranchise anyone who's a member of your organisations?
Yes, and there's a, you know, there's a big fine for breaching any of those orders, plus I must say, it only impacts those in the public sector unless we breach those orders, in which case then the entire show gets wound up. And then the NPAQ loses its distinct, separate legal status from its members. So that's a seriously big deal. And I might say it means that there is less avenue for regulation for members to ensure that AGMs are held correctly, constitutions being complied with, and it becomes a seriously, lawless cowboy outfit, which we don't want.
Have you sought a personal meeting with either the Attorney General or the Premier about this?
We write all the time to these people, and we get stiff, cold correspondence back. So they do not wish to meet with us.
So they're trying to wipe you out, Jack McGuire, is the words that you're framing.
Oh, yes, absolutely, absolutely.
I'll leave it there. Jack McGuire, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Steve.
Jack McGuire is the Managing Director of the Red Union Support Hub. They're that group of, depending on how you see them, alternative unions or professional associations or representative bodies that are not politically aligned. And the audio I played came from late last week. They had a late afternoon hearing where members of different organisations addressed the Education, Employment and Training Committee of Parliament. And the voices you heard there was Jacqueline King, Assistant General Secretary of the Queensland Council for Unions, and Jared Blay, the LNP member for Kawana. Most quiz shows have...